When the whole team rich, wanna see the whole team lit, see the whole team rich.
UJ Insight. UJ Insight. Insight. Get the latest news and events. News and events. And events. Relating to the University of Johannesburg. Relating to the University of Johannesburg.
So it is 13:35, I beg your pardon. We are heading to the last hour of the show. Also, it's time for us to get into UJ Insight in studio. And this afternoon, we're talking about the University of Johannesburg's Olympic Center, which is driving sporting excellence with global master's degree. And joining us in studio, it is Professor Cora Burnett. However, she is not alone in studio. So I'll let the gentleman introduce himself. Good afternoon and welcome to the Ego Trip. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. My name is Frank van Ekeren and I'm working at the Utrecht University in the Netherlands. We just heard Utrecht on the news. With bad example of the violence in our city, which is not common. So I'm very happy to be in Johannesburg today with you on the show.
Prof Burnett, how are you doing?
I'm great and I'm enjoying hooking up with my colleague from the Netherlands, and also we've got Japanese students here, so it's really global.
And I mean, talking about global, I've just mentioned that UJ's Olympic Center is driving sporting excellence, to be quite exact, with a global master's degree. Can we talk more about the global master's program? Can you tell us more about it?
I'm going to ask Frank van Ekeren to, because it was actually his idea. We are both in the field of sport for development, which is a United Nations drive, an initiative that started in 2003 already. And then he from Utrecht visited us in 2015, I think, Frank. And then he came up with this very innovative global suggestion.
So what triggered the suggestion, Prof?
The suggestion was triggered by the fact that we see a lot of things happening in sports. It's more getting globalized. If you want to be a future leader in sport, like any student at your university or at our university, then you need to know about the global situation. You need to know that there are ethical standards in sport that you should meet, and that sport is an instrument that can be used to tackle societal issues. And this was actually the starting point for us to this unique collaboration between a Japanese university, your university, and my university, to really train the future leaders in sport.
And how does the Global Master's Program really work?
It works actually quite simple. Each student is studying at his own university and doing his own master. On top of that, we have a very interesting, intriguing program for them, which means that they will study 1 month together in each country. So last year, all of them, the Japanese, the South African, and the Dutch students, studied for 1 month in Utrecht.
Yeah.
In July, they were for 1 month in Tokyo, at Tsukuba, in Japan. And now they are for 1 month in South Africa. So they experience each other's context, they experience each other's universities, they work together, they share their experiences, they network, and on top of that they work on their academic program and writing papers, for instance.
And I mean, being in a different country, for some people is never easy. What are some of the challenges that students have put forward to say they come across when they go to different countries?
I think the winter in Utrecht for them was quite challenging. I think they ended up with cold, although I know Frank took them skiing and skating and whatever. So I think the challenge was the cold, the European cold.
Mm.
And I think for Japan also, the displacement of the people and, Tokyo coming up, Olympic Games coming up. So I think that was a unique experience. But for students here, because I've just been with them in the rural areas of KwaZulu-Natal,
yeah,
where we conducted research, I think that the severe poverty was for them, in a sense, shocking. But also for me, it was a fantastic opportunity to harness a lot of knowledge from these students, because our students really got the opportunity to be lectured from the best of the world. I mean, Utrecht is very famous for their program in sport management and value management. Frank has published extensively in that field. And then for us is to giving the context. So if we talk about decolonizing research, it's really to harness the knowledge from the global north, give the context of the global south, and together produce meaningful insights and knowledge that can really, I think, enrich our bodies of knowledge in relation to sport and development.
And we also understand that the program allows
graduates UJFM 95.4.
How so?
In different ways. For instance, while the students were in Utrecht, they did research for local NGOs that work on sport for development in deprived areas. And my colleague Professor Burnett is saying that it enriches when new perspectives from South African students or Japanese students come in place. So they had very interesting recommendations for Dutch organizations, for instance, which was, of course, out of the box in a way. The same happened in Japan, where we went to the Tohoku area, which is an area that was damaged in the nuclear disaster 7 years ago. People had to migrate to other places. And there, Dutch students and South African students added to the knowledge of the Japanese students to work on sport programs that really helps those people to feel more at home in the new places where they have to live. And like Professor Burnett was just saying, the same is happening now while they were doing research in KwaZulu-Natal, and they are really giving recommendations to the local NGOs and local organizations to improve their programs.
If you've just tuned in, you are listening to the EO Trip on UJFM 95.4. We are talking about the UJ's Olympic Center, which is driving sporting excellence with Global Master's Degree. And of course, the profs in studio have just explained to us what the Global Master's Degree is all about. However, we are on social media. If you have any questions, hashtag the EO Trip. We're also taking your calls, 011-559-1657. We continue with the conversation in a bit.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Moosley, a.k.a. Griselda Blanco, a.k.a. Young Ma. And you tune into UJFM 95.4.
It is 13:48, the second hour of the Ego Trip on UJFM 95.4. We are heading to the last hour, and of course we're going to get into news and traffic. But before we do that, we have to conclude the conversation that we've been having in studio. Of course, we've been talking about the UJ's Olympic Center driving sporting excellence with a Global Master's Degree. And I mean, me and Sandile have learned so much about this Global Master's Degree. And even Sandile has questions of A. But I mean, it's time for us to find out more about the curriculum. Can you please tell us more about the curriculum?
Yeah, first of all, of course, we have lectures about the topic which is at stake, which is sport for development. But second, we were talking about diversity between, you know, the different cultures and nationalities that are in the program, but also diversity between men and women, between older and younger academics.
UJ Insight. So UJ Insight. Get the latest news and events. News and events. And events relating to the University of Johannesburg.
Relating to the University of Johannesburg.
So it's also about skills training. How do they grow personally as a student? Make sure that they have the skills to become the leaders of the future.
And how can one be part of the Global Master's Program? Because, I mean, it sounds interesting. For someone who is interested, how can they partake in the Global Master's Program?
I think the recruitment starts at the different universities. So at this current model, we have 5 students' paces at each university. So it just goes with the criteria that you will anyway have for studying a master's. So the lucky ones really get selected, but they have to qualify for the 65 average across their honors studies at UJ, for instance. And then they will, a lot of the costs, the flying out, currently they have to take care of, but we are pursuing a different funding model, and we would obviously have different parties to come on board. The things about 5 spaces per university, and they have the selection criteria as it would be for normal masters. I don't know what you did at Utrecht.
Yeah, it's more or less the same. So there's a group of people that study the master studies sport management and sport policy at my university, and out of these 25 students per year, 5 will be selected to take part in this global master's program.
And that's how we wrap up the conversation in studio, talking about UJ's Olympic Center driving sporting excellence with Global Master's Degree. How long are you going to be in South Africa for?
Unfortunately, I have to leave this Friday again, but tomorrow is a big day for us because then we have the concluding symposium. Of course, the students will attend, but more important also, at least also important, is that there will be the Japanese ambassador, the Dutch ambassador, some higher-ranked executives from your university. So this is also a very important step towards the future of the Global Master.
And have you learned any local languages, like the basics? Hello, bye-bye.
Well, I know that you have many, many languages. So this is a difficult question. You know that Dutch is my language is quite closely related to Afrikaans.
Yes.
So I can say, of course, bye a donkey for this.
Oh, well, profs, thank you so much for sharing the information with us. I mean, we are really educated and feel fortunate to have you in studio. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. It was lovely being here.
Thank you very much.
24/7, the hustle continues on 95.4.